It was recently decided that the U.S. government owes the family of Abraham Zapruder millions of dollars for the film he took of President Kennedy's assassination in 1963. Helping to set the value of the film were experts who routinely estimate the worth of collectibles. But how does one find such experts? Well, it's not hard when your town is visited by the Antique Media Roadshow.
Hi, welcome to the Antique Media Roadshow. We're in Dallas, and we've got hundreds of fine people here with their attic treasures. And this gentleman has something quite remarkable, Mr. Zapruder. Mr. Spruder has brought us an old film. Mm-hmm. Piece of film that's, I'd say about a quarter inch wide, mm-hmm. 6 feet long. And do you know how old this film is?
My father took it in 1963.
1963, that is correct. That's mm-hmm. right. I can tell from the deterioration that it's at least, 30 years old.
Uh-huh.
It's really too delicate to even put in a camera anymore. That's why I haven't seen it. Let's take a look here. Oh, uh-huh. my. The sprocket holes here are on, I would say, rather worn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this section here, right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been run through the camera over and over and over again here, both forwards and backwards. As you can see from the wear on both sides of the sprocket holes, front and back, they're no longer completely square.
Yeah.
A little rounded off there. And this piece of film, well, I guess it must have been a favorite of children then, huh?
No, we children weren't allowed to watch it.
Has it been in the family for the whole time?
No, not really. It was confiscated by the government almost immediately after Dad made it.
By the government?
Yes. Ah. I've been allowed to borrow it to fix its value. That's why I'm here at the Antique Media Roadshow.
I see.
Wonderful coincidence that you happen to be in town.
I see. Did your father tell you it was of special value?
Or? Oh, yes, he did, yes.
And have you enjoyed having it and showing it at family gatherings and such?
No, I wouldn't say enjoyed. No, not really. And as far as, you know, family gatherings and having it, no, yeah. because of the government.
Oh, right, confiscated. That's right, I forgot. But you've seen the film.
Oh, yes.
And know what's on it and who's in it?
Oh, yes, I do.
Is the content important?
Oh, yes, certainly it is, yes.
And are you in the film?
Well, no, thank goodness I'm not, no. It's a film of a presidential motorcade.
Oh, a famous person is involved, yeah. so that, well, that can hike the value.
Uh-huh.
And a president is certainly famous and important, isn't he? Or she, maybe someday, huh? Would you like to know what it's worth? Have you had it appraised at all?
Finally, yes. I want to know what it's worth. That's why I'm here.
Do you have any idea at all?
No. That's why I can.
All right. This 36-year-old piece of film, it's going to keep on deteriorating.
Yes.
I would place its value at maybe $50.
$50.
If you still had the projector, of course, $90.
Uh-huh.
And if the projector was still working, maybe $150.
Uh-huh.
Did you think it was worth that much?
Well,
what do you think?
That wasn't the number that I had in mind, no.
You didn't have any idea there was that kind of money just sitting in your attic, did you, Mr. Spruder?
It's not Spruder, it's Zapruder. Not Zapruder, Zapruder.
Mr. Zapruder.
Yeah, not Spruder.
Zapruder?
Zapruder.
Oh, what did I say this was worth? $660?
$50, $50 is what you said.
Well, on second thought, $16 million. Does that sound better?
Yeah. Yes, that does sound better. I'm relieved.
Do you have a buyer for that?
I certainly do have a buyer for it,
well,
yes.
Well, better be careful than taking it out of here. All these people milling around are pretty greedy. That's why they came.
Uh-huh.
So I'd stuff it in your coat.
Thank you. I will.
So Mr. Zapruder discovered there that he had quite a little treasure in what seemed on its face to be an almost worthless piece of film. Have you got a similar surprise in your basement, trunk, or attic? Find out when we come to your town on the Antique Media Roadshow.